It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Good morning and welcome to Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. It's the last week of summer vacation for many school students around the region. Others are already back to school. Some are entering their second or third week of classes, in fact. The past few months have been marked by modest gains in achievement for the area's largest school district. At a very basic level, reading proficiency scores reported in the spring improved slightly. But district officials conceded then that the numbers were still too low as MPS works towards the aims of its comprehensive literacy plan. As students head back to school, so are a growing core of volunteers who are tasked with helping students for whom reading is most difficult. The RSVP tutor program is a partnership between the school system and the organization Interfaith Older Adult Programs. As the school year is getting underway, we wanted to get some perspective from both sides of the equation. Heather Ashoff is volunteer coordinator for MPS, and Samantha Garrett is director of RSVP, which stands for Retired and Senior Volunteers Program for Interfaith. And we're joined by three tutors with the program, Keith McGaffey, Rosalie Greco, and Evelyn Ray Cowan. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me start with a question for Heather Ashoff. How important is this work from MPS's perspective? Where is the help most needed?
We are so happy to have these volunteers in our classrooms on the academic side as well as the social side for our students to come in and work with a volunteer tutor, usually each week for an hour and a half, is such a great opportunity for our students to get extra support in the literacy training that they're receiving from their classroom, as well as just another friendly face in their building that students oftentimes look forward to.
What is the capacity to be able to handle volunteers and you know, how much of that capacity is met?
Yeah, so last year we had about 200 volunteer tutors through this program, which was fantastic. But we're looking to increase that number this year, shooting for a number around 250. So we're open to having more volunteers join the group that's returning this year.
And if I understand correctly, the work evolved out of a program that had originally paired up MPS with the recreation department. Is that right?
Yeah, so the program has gone through some changes over the years, but we've kind of been in this same model since 2011, and we think it works well for us. And maybe Samantha can jump in with some of that history.
Right, if you could, and talk about what makes this such a good fit from your perspective.
Well, Interfaith Older Adult Programs is the sponsor for RSVP, which is a national program. And so really what RSVP's mission is to engage older adults in the community to meet community needs. And so we have a really large school district in Milwaukee County that has the capacity to have people come in and help do something that is both meaningful for themselves as well as meaningful for the Milwaukee community. So as far as the history goes, we were given the opportunity to kind of revive MPS's 55-plus tutor program through Milwaukee Recreation. It just kind of started to, through various budget cuts, they just weren't able to sustain the program in the same way that they had in the past. And so they approached us with this opportunity. Over the years, we've kind of developed training and a strong partnership with MPS so that we could do all of the things that need to happen to get adults into the classrooms, which, you know, when you're working with students, there's all of those things like you need a background check and just telling people what to expect when they get there, because a lot of times people may have the desire to want to volunteer, but then what does that mean to you? You know, what do I need to do? What's the commitment? All of those things. And so Heather, on the volunteer side for MPS, has been able to create a strong partnership with us to make it sort of seamless for the volunteers.
Well, and let me put this question to each of our tutors that are with us. The education climate is much different today than it used to be, and certainly probably is different than when you were in school. Does it take some getting used to how things are done in the school system today?
For me, it was easy because I worked in the public school system. I was a teacher and an administrator. And then after I retired, I was looking for something that you could still make a difference in. And it, even though it wasn't at the same level that one would do as a teacher, as an administrator, this tutoring program was getting off the ground. And so I was very interested in going into schools and, you know, continuing. And what I found was that the training that they gave, the overall training, was very good for anyone coming into the system. And also they've set up a model whereby they try to have a lead tutor in schools to help support the tutor in schools. So I think it's a good environment for someone coming in.
And Heather, I mean, I imagine this is an issue for MPS. You don't just want any old tutor in a school. You want someone that you're pretty sure can do the job, right?
Yep. So after kind of initial screening of a background check, we pair up with Interfaith to do a four-hour training. So that's something that discusses kind of what folks are going to see in a classroom, you know, what kind of materials they're going to handle, what they're going to see the teacher talking about, or the style that they're going to present it, because lots of times the classroom is very different than when these volunteers were in kindergarten or first grade themselves. So we want to make sure people are prepared and aware of what they're going to see.
Well, and what is exactly the kind of work that goes into literacy tutoring?
Speaking for myself, and my background is in internal medicine, and in that capacity, you have to be both a good listener and a good communicator in order to help people with their health problems. And so my experience with the kids has been that the teacher selects who she wants me to work with, and I have a table out in the corridor, and I spend about 15 minutes with each kid, six kids in an afternoon. At the beginning, they're slow, and then they catch on. And so the process is my listening to where they are with reading and helping them move forward.
How about you, Evelyn?
Well, as far as my tutor session goes, I actually work with a group of 20 kids in a classroom, and I work around the workstations. So after a while, you actually get comfortable with the students and to what they're lacking in. So you try to just jump in, you know, whether it's them trying to read on their own, or whether or not you're helping them with, you know, learning their ABCs, or, you know, anything that the teacher can point out to you at the end of the day or prior to a class to say, hey, you know, maybe you want to help, you know, kid ABC because, you know, they need a little help in this area.
So the teacher, you know, prepares what they want the tutor to do. And I've seen a variety of different things that the teacher has asked the tutor to do, either to do at the work at the literacy stations like Evelyn is doing, to work in the halls, to work somewhere in the room. There's a variety of things.
Well, what's the most challenging part of this?
I think the most challenging part is to really understand the students that you're working with. Each one of them presents their own challenge. For example, one of the students I had one year had just entered the third grade room from another school and was really struggling. The first few weeks were fine, but then he didn't want to work anymore. So I'm thinking, what can I do? And I said, what would you work for me? He said, a book. I said, a book. Perfect. I certainly can find a book, which I did at Barnes & Noble, and he worked, you know, for that. So once we got that established, then we had a good relationship.
Well, I wonder if one of the keys to this is not necessarily looking at the end goal that this person is going to be a great reader, but smaller goals along the way.
Yes, exactly. You have to take little baby steps, and that's part of learning how to read is first to, you know, to learn your alphabet, to get into the phonetic sounds as well as you're reading the book. And there are times when you're reading to the child, but then it gets to the point where the child actually advances enough whereas they can read to you, and that is really a great feeling.
Do you feel like you are getting something out of this even as you are giving your assistance to these school children?
Most yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
We all know that education is in a state of flux in the United States, different opinions about the core program and how you get a child to learn, and recognizing some of them have a very difficult background, maybe a single parent, maybe a parent is out of work, what have you. And so you need to work with the individual child and assess where he or she is and proceed from there.
From MPS's perspective, what is the most important thing that you think these tutors bring to the job?
I think it shows support for obviously the students that get to build a relationship with the same adult week after week. So when they go through those struggles that every kid comes across while they're learning to read, they feel like they have a companion. They're not in it alone. They have somebody that's helping them out. I also think it shows a lot of support for our teachers and staff in the buildings to know that the community is coming in and interested in and values the work that's going on in those schools. So the academics, of course, but also that community support is a big piece of this too.
The kid, the individual child, feels that one-on-one. Here's somebody's paying a total 100% attention to just me, whereas in the classroom they may feel left out because the teacher is paying attention to the other kids more than to him or her.
I know there are a variety of reasons for it, but this sort of speaks to the issue of larger class sizes.
Right. And the success of the students that you are working with. This past year, the teacher decided to focus on one particular aspect of literacy, fluency, and so started a program with a group of readers who weren't the top readers in the class, but gave me a new funny poem, humorous poem each week, which we talked to, and then at the end of the year, these students were able to present these poems to the entire class. So they were proud, the teacher was proud, I was proud. That's what we tutor for. We want to see those students succeed.
There's a lot of talk about support. What's the sort of support that the program itself offers the tutors as the school year goes on?
Well, we give them training in the beginning of the school year, but then we also offer monthly workshops for the tutors to come to. And the topics, you know, run the gamut of working on fluency or working on reading foundational skills. But then we also cover some of the social and emotional aspects of students because we really like the tutors to understand that there is more to what they're doing than just the academics, that, you know, they're building little people that need confidence and they need to feel like they love reading. So I often hear tutors say that I love to hear a kid say that they love working with me, but they love to hear even more a kid say, I love to read.
I was well aware that in my lifetime, and everybody else can say the same thing, you've been criticized or held in check for where you wanted to go in one direction, and the teacher or the parent said, no, that's out. And so I've concentrated on making sure to the best of my ability that each child has a good feeling after the session. So I praise them, I pat them, I high-five with them, and so on.
Given the relative success you've had with this program as it's structured, is there thought or are there other programs already that exist to work in other subject areas, math or social studies or science or anything else?
When we first set this program up, we had sights set on expanding or kind of replicating this model on the math side of the house. But we have really found that literacy is the great place to be, and we don't feel like the work is done yet on the literacy side of the spectrum. So we've decided to stick with that. We've got a couple of tutors who do have a passion or interest in math and science and have kind of taken to volunteering in those areas. But really, there's enough work to do in literacy that we've stuck in that area. So our students are kindergarten up through fifth grade literacy.
Any last thoughts from our three tutors with us today?
Well, I just feel like it's a great opportunity for me to give back to the community. Me, myself, I'm an MPS graduate. I have three children that graduated through MPS as well. So I just feel blessed that I'm able to do this at this time in my life.
I'm sure we all have a strong feeling that we want to give back. We've received a lot in terms of our own education, and we see so many situations where the educational system has failed the child, and it's so important that they get a good, secure grounding so that they can go forward. I'm working with a couple of kids whose mother never finished school, and I would say she probably reads at a very elementary level herself right now. So to give her children that further opportunity is gratifying to her.
And I agree, and we can always use more tutors in our school, I have a school that's almost 800 kids. There's three of us tutoring right now. So we can always use more tutors and more teachers. In fact, I've asked my teacher, how can I get someone to come in my room? So the need is there and the work is good.
Well, Keith and Rosalie and Evelyn, thank you so much for your work. And Heather and Samantha, thanks so much for being with us as well.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Keith McGaffey, Rosalie Greco, and Evelyn Ray Cowan are all members of the Retired and Senior Volunteers Program at Milwaukee Public Schools. Samantha Garrett directs the program for Interfaith Older Adult Programs. She once worked on this very program. And Heather Ashoff is Volunteer Coordinator for MPS. There's a link to information about how to be part of the program at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. What education reform advocates in Wisconsin might learn from New Orleans. That's when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.